We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday of beautiful mortgage talk here on 105.3 The Fan. We are here to talk about your home loan, whether you're buying, refinancing, getting a home equity loan, cashback refinance, FHA, VA, jumbo, reverse mortgage. We have them all here at TexasLending.com, and we are here today to help you guide your way through the myriad of ways you can get that thing messed up and hopefully come to a nice landing on a great low-rate home loan with the lowest rates we've ever seen in the mortgage market history. Someone I was talking to yesterday, I told them where the rates are. I said, yeah, these are the lowest rates, even lower than they were in 2013, even lower than they were in 2009. You have the opportunity to get the lowest rate you've ever seen, especially with the company TexasLending.com, who has about the lowest rates in the state of Texas for your purchase and your refinance. Make sure you text us today at 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. We'll be happy to help you get your answers to your questions on your home loan. Hi, Bubba.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. We don't have Tress today. She's at, what was she doing
She's
today?
Another run. I've She's got a picture running. Of her on Facebook. There.
Running.
She is about to walk run her first 10K
so ever. She brags and sends it in.
She's at the Toyota Music Factory. She says she's walking and running, which that would be me too, so.
Well, make sure you get your questions in, and we want to make sure you get those in early. We're going to give out the number early in the beginning. If you have a question about refinancing, you're going to say to yourself, is it worth me refinancing? Well, we can answer questions for you, and here's how we answer your questions. You tell us what your current rate is. You tell us what your current loan amount is. Tell us how much you owe in your house, even. And we'll tell you what we can do to drop your rate and how much money you might save by doing it. That's if you're refinancing. Tell us your credit score, your rate, and the amount you currently owe in your home. If you want cash out, you have to add the other thing. If you want to get cash out or home equity refinance, tell us how much your home is worth. And so what is your home worth? What do you owe? What's your credit score? And what your interest rate is. And we'll be able to share with you how much money you can save. So many people, Bob, they think about, I want to get a second lien. I want to get a second mortgage. But with rates being as low as they are, who wants to get a second mortgage at 5 or 5.25 where you can get everything in there and possibly get it in the threes?
Yeah, most of the times, if you're looking at a second lien, you're looking at a lower loan amount, like if you need $10,000 or $15,000. But if you're going 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, yeah, lower your term, get the cash out, pay off the debt, and then you can turn around and pay more on your home.
Hey, make sure you call us at 972-387-4600 for your home loan or text us. Get your text in right now. We'll be happy to answer your questions for you. A lot of things going on in the world out there, Bubba, that are affecting the rates, causing rates to go moving all over the place. I don't know, man. This whole coronavirus thing, here's the problem with the media. The media makes you think that the world is definitely coming to an end at all times, right? The world is definitely coming to an end, and you're going to have to just deal with it. At all times, there's going to be some volcano that's going to explode, an asteroid's going to hit us, the stock market's going to collapse, we're going to have a war. Every minute, they're scaring you. And so what's going on? The stock market's rising. The bond market is also rallying. That's what's causing rates to go down.
Yeah.
And they say that depending on what headline you read, coronavirus is contained. Coronavirus is going to be here in the United States for a long time.
And one of my really knowledgeable customers that I've dealt with in the past emails me and he says, I don't understand. He goes, where the bond is, the interest rate should be lower.
Yeah, they should be lower. And one of the reasons that they're not lower, Well, there's the 30-year bond, but there's the 10-year bond. But there's mortgage-backed security bonds.
Right.
And whether people are going to – that's different than the Treasury bonds. I don't want to get over anyone's head here. Like, we're sports fans here on the station. But what I want to say is that you have different – there's different cues and keys that we look for to say, where should rates be? But whether someone – you at home, you have a 401k. You will probably also – some of you have a pension, right? And you also get insurance from insurance companies. While pensions and 401ks and insurance companies, they have requirements, and some of them where they have to put their money into some A-rated securities or A-rated bonds. And some of those A-rated bonds could be considered mortgage-backed bonds or treasury bonds. That's it. So your 401k, your pension, and insurance companies, they invest in these things. And, you know, you're right. They should be better. But at the same time, banks and Fannie Mae, they're the ones that can also decide just how low they want these rates to be. So when I say banks, servicers of home loans, things like this, they have an impact on where rates are going to be. You have some of the lowest rates of all time, though, folks. So make sure you get your questions in. And start them at 972-387-4600. What has been the feedback this week, Bubba, other than the rate should be lower?
Well, all I know is I locked a lot of loans this week. A lot of them were people that had good interest rates but wanted better interest rates and a lower term. You know, basically trying to keep the same payment but lowering their term by 5 or 10 years.
That's huge. And to you, when you're talking to people, I know how you do your business.
Yes.
And you share with people on their cashback refinances, let's try to do this without closing cost.
As much closing cost as possible.
Well, pay off as much closing cost as possible with the rate so that you're getting the maximum cash back, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not using your equity for closing costs.
Right.
You're using your equity for getting cash to pay off other things.
You know, that's changed a lot, too. That's changed a lot in my thinking because now I realize that equity is what pays closing costs. And people's equity is going up $15,000 a year.
It's either equity out of your bank or it's equity out of your current house. You have in your house.
Right.
It's equity either way. People don't get free closing costs. There's no such thing as free closing costs. It is closing costs paid for out of your equity, right?
Uh-huh.
It's really what it is. Or out of interest rates. You can do one of the two, but anyway, we just want to let you know that you have options when you're trying to get your home loan done. And it's really up to you. You have an option at home where you can decide, I want no closing costs or I want the lowest rate that I could possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to get the lowest rate you can possibly get, make sure you call TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help you with that home loan today. And also, if you're trying to purchase, we also have to give you the option, if you're trying to buy a home, you want to know that you have some of the lowest rates possible. We also have a home purchase team here. That home purchase team can get you pre-qualified for free. The call is free. Pre-qualifying you is free. Getting your pre-approval letter is free. You go out and get a contract on a home loan. You come back to us and say, let's get this thing. Now we're ready to go.
Yep.
That's our purchase team here. If you want to buy a home and you want to know how much home you can afford, tell us how much money you make per year. Say, I make this much per year or this much per month. Tell us that, what your credit score is, and how much down payment you have. And we'll give you an idea of what kind of loan you can get into, whether it's FHA or conventional or, hey, let us know if you're a veteran. We can get you some ideas in the VA loans, which we've seen awesome rates on VA this week. We are seeing 30 years being locked this week, Bubba, at 3.25 without points.
Yes, I did one.
We are seeing 15-year fix for some people getting locked in the twos without points. Your situation at home is going to be different. You have different credit scores. You have different loan sizes. You have a different amount of equity. You have different escrow positions. You have different FHA, VA, conventional. But the rates are at their all-time lows. You need to call us. You need to text us at 972-387-4600. We want to get into all that today as well on the home purchase side for you to help you make some decisions. Bubba?
Yeah.
What's the minimum down payment for a home purchase loan? Everyone still thinks that they can get in, they have to put 20% down on a home loan.
No. Conventional is 3%, FHA is 3.5%.
FHA at 3.5%.
Conventional 3% on home possible, home ready.
And then you, how about VA?
Zippo.
Zero down. USDA is zero down. A USDA loan, if you're out there in the country, VA is zero down. You can get that 3% down on the conventional loan. They all come with different. It's what's funny, you know, it's funny. They make these laws that if we tell you a down payment, we have to throw an APR with it. Mm-hmm. We have to tell you all these different things. I'm just going to say this. Your rates and your APRs differ on VA, FHA, conventional, and USDA. You all have different rates and APRs. They're all dependent on your down payment. They're all dependent on your credit score. They're all dependent on your loan size. They're all dependent on whether you're going to have escrows with your mortgage or not. And you can find out what you can get for your down payment, for your interest rate, when you call us or text us at 972-387-4600. So, Bubba, anything running this week? You have any marathons coming up? How's your golf game?
It's terrible. And I can't wait for Nate to show me how to play tomorrow. He's going to play in my group. So
Big Nate, that's my son. He's getting bigger.
He is every week.
He is 12, and he's working on 5'8". Now, there are monsters out there. Believe me, I've seen them all.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the monsters. I mean, we play against them. We play the sports against them. I see them. Mm-hmm. We go out and play. You know, these kids are 6 foot tall, 6 foot two. They're at 12, some of these kids. Nate's a pretty big 12-year-old, yeah. And he's almost 5'8". And yeah. The thing is he's a golfer.
Yes, he is a golfer.
We've been on trips during this show. We've talked about, you know, I'm gone on trips with him. He's done pretty well.
Yeah.
We don't really talk about. I was writing down the other day because I had to put on a resume for him because we're applying to different schools and things like this. And I was looking at all the things that he's done, and these are just accomplishments. He's a kid. You know, you never know what these kids are going to do. Someday he might want to just do something else. Maybe he wants to play drums. He wants to do something else. He's got all these things he wants to do. But right now he's done pretty good things. He's won the Texas State Championship for the last 3 years as a golfer and the Oklahoma State Championship the last 3 years. He's won the Starburst Championship for 3 years, not in a row, but 3 years. He came in third at the World Championships this year. He's a pretty good golfer. He's got a lot of talent, so we're working on that. But we
can't work on the talent. He already has that.
So last weekend, we were playing out at Bridalwood. Right. He was playing at Bridalwood. He's caddying himself out at Bridalwood. We moved him up to the 15 to 18-year-old division for North Texas PGA because they were playing just too short for the 13 to 14s and 12-year-olds.
Right.
So we moved him up, and he was one under with one hole to go, and he double bogeyed the last hole, yeah. Lost by two against the 15 to 18-year-olds. So that was a pretty exciting day, and then it was a little bit of a letdown at the end, but we're happy for him. And he's playing a little tournament with you and the old guys tomorrow.
Yes, the Laid Back.
The Laid Back Golf Club. If you ever want to get in that Laid Back Golf Club, yeah. Just text us here. It's a laid back thing. There's no dues or anything. You just show up and you pay your money on the weekend. And
you put 20 bucks in the kettle.
And they have a little four-man best ball and individual scoring and things like this. If you want to text us at 972-387-4600. Bubba, we have questions. Do you have the answers? Are you ready to go? Are you ready?
Yeah.
There's one. I just borrowed from my bank $165,000 for a new home. So they have a $165,000 loan.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pay $571 bi-weekly, not including my insurance. Did I get a good deal? Well, I have to reconstruct this $571 weekly. I'm going to have to deconstruct. See, what we don't know is how much money they put down, whether they have an FHA loan. I want to know those kind of things.
Sounds like
they want to know if they got a good deal. What's your just let us retext us. Tell us what your interest rate is on that thing, and we'll tell you. I'll tell you if you got a good deal.
$571 a week, though, that's $2,000 over $2,000. A month.
No, that's bi-weekly, Bubba.
Oh, bi-weekly. Okay. Yeah, sorry, I missed the bi.
Yeah. So, anyway, did they get a good deal? Oh, we'll have to take a look at it. I'll do some math some math during the break, and we'll figure out what your interest rate was on that. You're reverse engineering interest rates on us here on the fan. Gosh, you fanny. You tolos out there killing us. All right. Next question, Bubba. My credit score is 734. I own my house. It's worth $120,000.
Okay.
And what are their options for getting $25,000, and they make $120,000 a year?
Okay.
Here, there are options to get $25,000 out of your house. But if you want to get a home equity loan from an institutional mortgage investor who's not a bank, your rate, your loan's probably going to be closer to $70,000 to $80,000 minimum just to consider getting a home equity loan out of your house.
And here's, well, if he's if he still owes money on his house.
Says our house is, and I own my house.
Oh, free and clear.
Yeah, free and clear.
Okay.
Yeah. They own their house, so I'm assuming it's free and clear. They don't owe any money on their house. And so it's worth $120,000. So the best way to get the lowest rate is probably going to be to get a $90,000, some $80,000 loan on that thing, right?
Right.
So I think $96,000 is 80% of $120,000. And so that's the best way to get the lowest rate on that thing. The other options, you can get what they call a line of credit on your house.
It's like a credit card.
Typically going to be on an adjustable rate, like a credit card. That you're going to have to go to a bank. And you're going to have to go to a bank that does lines of credit. Not everyone does lines of credit. And so you got to go to the bank and get a line of credit.
And
so,
there's some small home equities that you can get out there 20 years. They're going to be at 5.5% low cost, kind of thing.
For those low, for those lines
of credit. Like 25,000. Yeah. Or like if you just want 25,000 or something like that.
So 25,000, you don't got to get a line of credit. You can just get a loan.
Right.
A home equity loan that's not a line of credit. And, yeah, that might just be – your rate's going to be 5.5%. Now, if you went and got yourself an $80,000 loan or $96,000 loan, your rate's probably going to be in the fours. It's a lower loan amount. But
you have closing costs.
Yeah, so your rate will be probably 1% lower or more on the cash. They call those a home equity refinance. You're basically refinancing your house and getting
cash out.
There's the home equity loan, which is just one loan, and there's home equity line of credit. Those are your options for getting cash out of your house. Thank you for your question. 972-387-4600. We're going to take a break. We have more questions coming in. Get your questions in now on the text or call our office or go to texaslending.com. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the texaslending.com mortgage show. Kevin Miller, Bubba Alexander.
Yeah, we're back.
Tress will be here next weekend.
We're Tressless today.
Make sure you call us or text us. Text is good because we can answer your questions here at 972-387-4600. You can also call our office. Rates are at the lowest that they've ever been. If you're trying to get that cash out of your house, if you're trying to buy a home, make sure you include TexasLending.com on your list. Go to our website, TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here now on Saturday. The hardest working loan officers work on Saturdays. I would say 95% of companies you call don't have any employees working on Saturdays. We have a great deal for you, and you can go call them right now at 972-387-4600. We had our texter earlier who said that they just got a home from a bank, and they have an interest rate of 3.125 that they put $40,000 down, and they got a $165,000 loan, and their rate is 3.125. 3.125 is good no matter who you are or where you are. If you got a 3.125 rate out there,
get her done.
You're in great shape. And so who should be calling us to refinance right now? If your rate's over 4, you might have an option to get your rates down to the 2s for a 15-year, down closer to 3% for a 20-year loan. You might be able to take some years off that thing. Remember, if you have a loan of $240,000, if you save just 1%, you'll save $200 each and every month in interest. Now, not every month, because your interest that you pay goes down every month because you keep paying your principal down. As you pay your principal down, your interest goes down. But if you're just starting out at a $200,000 loan, the difference between $240,000 loan, the difference between a rate that has 1% higher or 1% lower, that's $200 a month.
You know, I get a lot of people that'll say, well, yeah, I'm at 4.25, but, you know, I've been in the house 2 years now. And then I say, well, you're going to go to 3.25 and let's do a 25-year loan and take 3 years off. A lot of people don't know that you can do a 25-year loan.
Yeah, we have our the person actually sent a picture of their loan statement. They texted us a picture of their loan statement.
It's like there's a clock.
And they got a 15-year mortgage. You know, at 3.125, Okay. If he had a really good credit score, they might have been able to sneak that in under the threes. You know, you probably could have got that at 2.875 or something like that.
Yesterday, 2.875 with no points.
Yeah.
3.1072
ERA. Yeah, it'd be right around there. So is it a good deal? Still a decent deal.
Yeah, I mean, it probably happened a month or two ago,
You can probably save yourself more money sometimes just trying to get a better deal on your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
On that $165,000 loan, yeah, if they did get a 0.25% better rate, though, you know, they'd still save around $30 a month on their payment. But like I said, you can get $30 lower on your insurance.
Yeah.
You know? So make sure you call TexasLending.com for your loan. Make sure you call your insurance agent for your insurance. We got more questions. Let's get to them. This is it. Refinance to a 20-year note. May of 2019. God, that's how far rates have dropped. They got, in 2019, 4.25%.
Yeah.
They owe 316.
Yeah.
So, and they have a home worth 460. They want to know if they can go to a 15 or 20.
Yeah.
And they have an 800-plus credit score. Let's do this again. This person has an 800 credit score. They owe 316.
Call
me. $316,000.
Call me.
The home is worth, I think they missed a zero. So it says it's worth $46,000.
Oh, but they owe $313,000.
Yeah, you got a bad deal. So, no, I think they missed a zero. It's $460,000. And they're at 4.25% on a 20-year. You know, you can get a 20-year down closer to 3% right
now.
Well,
they could get a 15-year down.
A 15-year down to the twos.
Yeah.
So if you want a good deal on $318,000, I'm telling you. That person right there is going to be able to save themselves about $250 every month. Just an interest by dropping that 1%. Now, if they get that in the twos, they're at 4.25%. If they can actually get that down around 2.75%,
yeah,
you know, they're going to save themselves $370 a month in interest if they can drop that rate by 1.5%. $370 a month right now. Now, they're on a 20-year. If they go to that 15-year and drop the rate 1.5%, they might actually have the same payment as they do on their 20-year loan.
Yep.
And they just got in that loan last year. They can be knocking four years off this thing. It could be close.
I'm telling you, that's the college my wife went to.
This person needs to call Bubba. So here, we have loan officers here at the office. But you can also call the office at 972-387-4600. Ask for Bubba. He's on the show. Gary Alexander. Yeah, our receptionist might not know you by Bubba.
Yeah.
So the receptionist might not know you, but ask for Gary Alexander, and Gary will call you after the show.
I'll be here. I'm working today.
TexasLending.com. We have lower rates than the banks.
Yes.
Make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. Okay, next question. This person has, how do I get a small loan to do some renovations?
Small loan.
So how do you get a small loan? See, we all look at different ideas of what is small. For us, a small loan is $70,000. That's a small loan. We would do smaller loans than that. But the credit government made regulations probably about 15 years ago that pretty much wiped out the small guy from getting loans. When I say the small guy, the small loan, the $25,000, the $50,000, the people want to buy a $40,000 house or $50,000 house, they put out regulations that pretty much stop lenders from doing the loans. And so if they do them, they pretty much have to do them for free, or they have to do them at no cost, and they have to still pay their employees to do them.
And you can't put enough cost in the rate to
it's
non-compliant.
So the smaller loans, the best way to do it if your home is free and clear is, again, get a line of credit at a bank, or get a small home equity loan.
Yeah, deal with your bank.
Yeah, you have to do it that way, and hopefully you have a bank that can do home equity loans. Not everyone does them, and not everyone in the state of Texas does them. And especially the banks outside of Texas, not everyone does them here in Texas. So make sure you give us a call if you want a loan of $70,000 on your cash-out loan or bigger. Next one, Bubba, they want to do a cash-out refinance.
Hey, yeah.
And their home is worth $260,000, and they owe $120,000.
Okay.
So they owe $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth $260,000. 80% of $260,000 is $208,000. $208,000. I'm cutting to the chase here. The reason I'm telling you that 208 number is, anyone in Texas when you want to do a cash back refinance or a cash out refinance, when you're refinancing and getting cash out of your house, they can call them home equity refinance. You're refinancing using getting cash out of home equity. The maximum amount of loan you can have on your home once the cash out refinance is completed is 80% of the value of the home. 80% of $260,000 is $208,000. This person owes $120,000. Mm-hmm. So they have $88,000 of equity that they can get out to pay off bills, do home improvements, you know, buy a half of a ticket to a Cowboys game.
Or a Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah.
Candy paid $800 for her ticket.
They are expensive. Okay. So this guy's credit score, this person's credit score, and it says me and my wife, so I made a big assumption there. $750,000 or 750 credit score. 750 score. Mm-hmm. They're currently at 3.75. If they want to go to a 15-year, they can probably get a lower rate and get cash out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a good idea. Get a lower rate and get cash out. If they want to get $20,000 to $25,000, they can do that loan to $150,000 if they want.
Their cash out rate's going to be pretty close to that.
Yeah, and when they get that cash out,
3.875 if they do a 30, you know.
You know, and they wanted to maybe do a 15-year. If they do a 15-year, with if they pay an origination, which we don't really recommend paying originations on that, they're probably going to be down around 3.5 on a 15-year, maybe 3 3/8 on a cash out refinance 15-year loan. It might even be better than that. I haven't looked at that, so it's going to be somewhere around there. But you can drop
your this about a half point higher.
They should be able to. They should be able to get a cash out refinance, get the cash out, and drop the rate and go to a 15-year.
Mid-threes.
That's how where the rates are right now. A lot of you at 3 3/4 can get cash out and drop your rate right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
which isn't always the case.
Well, not always the case. When rates are up at 6% a couple years ago, it might have been better to get a second lien.
Yeah.
Get your first lien. Keep your first lien at 3 3/4. Get your second lien.
7.5.
You know, some people were getting those at 6-7%. But if you do have one of those loans, you can refinance it right now with TexasLending.com. If you got one of those loans 2 years ago or earlier when these rates were higher, pretty much anyone can refinance who's over 3 3/4 right now, if you want to go to a 15-year especially.
Mm.
All right. We have all text lines open. 972-387-4600. That's how you get a text in. We'll answer your question here. Let us know if you want to buy a home, what amount of down payment you have, what's your credit score. Those are the two most important things. What's your credit score and what's your maximum down payment that you can put down? We'll give you an idea of how much home you'll be able to afford. Also, tell us how much money you make. How much money you make, what's your credit score, and how much you have for down payment. We'll tell you how much home you'll be able to afford. Let's say if you want to get a $300,000 house or $200,000 house, what your payment might be. Just tell us how much money you make, your credit score.
Kevin,
and
the math quiz will answer that question.
We will make it up right here on the show and give you a good conservative idea. We have all lines open. If you want to send us your current rate for refinance, we'll tell you what you might be able to get if you tell us how much you owe, what your current credit score is, and what your rate is.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you've been doing, you send us in your cash out refinance questions. We'll answer them for you here. Maybe you want a reverse mortgage. Maybe you want a VA loan. We can give you some ideas what your VA streamline and FHA streamline rates might be. Coming back for more after this break here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show with our fancy music here. And we got Kevin Miller and Bubba Alexander answering your questions. 972-387-4600. That's the text line. Text us your question, whether you want to purchase, refinance, get cash out of your home, maybe a reverse mortgage or a VA loan, or, hey, maybe you want an FHA streamline refinance without an appraisal fee. We'll tell you how that works if you send in your question at 972-387-4600. All kinds of questions coming in. You can call our office right now. When he had a caller earlier, wanted to get cash out, we told him to call the office. Gary says he already got the call because we have a voicemail that gets emailed to us. So when you do call us, you call your loan officer and it goes into our voicemail. We can see that you called us and give you a call right back. So, Bubba, you'll get back with anyone after the show.
Yep.
We do have loan officers here at the office. We have dozens of loan officers here at TexasLending.com. During the week, we have a skeleton crew here on the weekends, but they are here to take your phone calls right now. You can go online and apply at TexasLending.com, and our super-duper technology will call you back at the speed of light, which is the speed of electricity as well. We will make sure that you get a call, or you'll make your call to a live person when you do call in. When you call TexasLending.com, a live person will always answer, even at 2 in the morning. So make sure you call 972-387-4600. Here's the question, Bubba.
All right.
You guys talk about buying a point. Is the price of a point based on the house value, or is it a fixed rate? So this person has a 700 credit score, nice score, and they make $180,000 a year. That's $15,000 a month. That's a nice income. And they owe $251,000 on their home, and they purchased it at 290. The rate is 4.25. And so when we say a point, the point is based on what you currently owe on the home. It's 1% of the loan amount.
Yeah.
So if you did a loan at you said they owed 251, and if your new loan amount was 251, 1 point would be $2,510. 1%, one point.
Of the loan amount.
Why do companies quote 1% origination? You know what? It's like that old story of why, with the meatloaf where they'd make the whole meatloaf where they'd have the whole pot roast and they cut off the last quarter of the pot roast and throw it in the pan. You know that old joke?
Nope.
So they take the pot roast, they cut off a quarter of the pot roast and they throw it in the pan.
Yeah.
And then the daughter says to the mom, why do you cut off a quarter of the pot roast and before you throw it in the pan? And then they go to the grandma and the grandma, why did you cut off a quarter of the pot roast before you throw it in the pan? And she said, because that was what my mom did. And then so they go to their great grandmother and say, great grandma, why did you cut off a quarter of the pot roast before you threw it in the pan? And great grandma would say, because that's how big the pan was. That's all I could do to fit it in the pan. And so it's the same thing as having a point. Why do we do stuff? Well, that's because the way that we've always done it. Why do people quote it 1%?
It's not the way it's done anymore, though.
I know. What I'm saying is when you used to see rates quoted in the paper,
right,
when lenders used to quote rates in the paper, they'd always quote rates with 1% origination fee because people always used to pay a 1% fee to originate the loan. That was their fee to originate the loan. And so that was it. And so when people quote rates in the paper or on the internet, they'll quote them with 1% origination. Well, by the time things are all said and done, most people want the lowest closing cost they can get. Most people don't want to pay a point origination. They just want to they want to have all these closing costs, which is fine. It doesn't matter to the lender. We can put it into the rate. We can put it into the closing cost. But if you want a rate on a 15-year mortgage of 2.625,
yeah,
with 1% origination, it's because that's the way grandma did it. No, if we have that 1 point origination, you don't have to have that point origination. If you don't want the point origination, you're probably going to be 2.875. They have a 700 score. At their loan size, they still have a good chance of getting a rate on a 15-year, just right below 3%. If you want to pay that origination fee, you can do that too. You can also pay an origination fee and a point discount. I know lenders on the radio that have ships that go to the moon, and they quote all of their quotes with 2 points, and they still have higher rates than everyone. You think with 2 points you can get a better rate. Their rates are higher with 2 points than ours are without points. And so you have an option of calling TexasLending.com and getting a great deal on your refinance. Make sure you call us now. You don't need to go to the moon. You just need to get a mortgage done. Call 972-387-4600. All right. Here's another one, Bubba.
All right.
We have a lot of questions. Thank you. Keep them coming in at that text line or call our office at 972-387-4600. Our loan officers will be here through noon today.
Yep.
Call our office now or after the show. They are here now. Get a live person. Get this thing going now. You have the holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. By Tuesday, your loan can be in processing. You can get this loan done pretty quickly with our fast team. Okay, Bubba, the Homer's worth 255.
Mm.
They owe 182.
Mm.
They live in a little elm, in a little house.
Mm.
No, it's actually a nice house. They have a 2,300 square foot home, it says. 4.3 rate, credit score 798.
Oh, no.
They recently got married, and the wife wants a newer home.
Yeah.
And they make $130K a year.
Welcome to wedded bliss.
Is it worth looking into buying a new home? Well, rates are low right now. You're probably going to get a lower rate on your purchase loan than you have right now. And so if you wanted to put your home up for sale, it sounds like you have equity to get it sold.
But you got to think about buying another home, you know what it's going to cost.
This is typically a six-month project between starting to looking, selling, all these different things. I see rates being low for a particular time. I don't know how long this is going to last. It never lasts forever. I thought rates were going to be low, you know, for 10 years, and they go up and down in between. They usually go down for a little while, then they go up for a little bit, and they come back down. You have hopefully 6 months of these low rates before we see something else crazy happen.
And, you know, when they say happy wife, happy life,
that's a true statement. they recently got married.
Yeah.
When people say they just got married, I say that's kind of discounting marriage. I mean, I just got married.
Recently got married.
Recently is better than just.
Yeah.
I just got married. That's all. This person here, they have an opportunity to buy a home. You can get a bigger home with it making $130K a year. That's almost 12 grand. It's almost 11 grand a month. They're going to be able to get themselves a, you know, $350,000, $400,000. Well, they're going to be able to afford a payment of $3,500 a month. Easy. And so they're going to be able to get themselves into a $400,000 loan. So, yeah, they can get a newer home, a bigger home.
It sounds like this guy had this home before, and now that they're married, she wants her own home. That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like she wants to have listen, if it was up to men, we'd still be living in caves.
I have a man cave.
We just stay in caves.
In my cave.
We just go out and we kill the rabbit. You know, we cook it on the fire, and we're happy. You know, play football during the day, baseball, cook the rabbit in the fire. You just recently got married. I was gonna say just got married. They recently got married.
Yeah,
gotta have a nice house.
That's it.
So that's why we have nice houses.
Call
so we
can
happy wife, happy life.
So we can have a long-lasting relationship.
Yes. You know what? The question is it worth looking into? And based on our marriage counseling, yes, it is worth looking into. I think that's a great question. That's a great text. We appreciate it. Make sure you go online and apply at texaslending.com. We'll do one more question before we go to break. How much house can we buy? They make $94K. And so for all of you at home, that is about $8,000 a month. Right around $8,000 a month. They make around $8,000 a month, somewhere in there. And so $10,000 down, VA loan. Yeah, they can get a VA loan. You know, VA loans don't have limits anymore.
I know.
They used to have limits. You can get a $600,000 VA loan at zero down. I think that's the most home for most people. $600,000 VA loan at zero down. So this person, they make $8,000 a month. If you take 33% of that, right? You're going to be able to afford easily a $2,500 payment on that thing, right?
Sure.
It's probably closer to $3,000. I'm going to say $2,800 a month is what they're going to be able to afford. And at $2,800 a month at a VA loan without any PMI at zero down, they're going to be able to get themselves at least a $400,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, depends on the taxes on those things.
Yeah.
Some of these properties have high taxes in these tax districts, you know.
Tell me about it.
Someone's got to pay for those firefighters and such, you know. And so you have an opportunity out there to get yourself a nice home. That person can be able to get themselves affording a $2,800 payment on that VA loan. And hopefully you can get that done because we have some of the lowest VA rates in Texas at texaslending.com. I'm just telling you. You can call around. Make sure you call us. We're going to beat it. I know people said, hey, the builder, I know we had a good deal. The builder's trying to beat it, and we're just going to beat him. That's just what we do. We're going to beat him. We're going to beat everybody. Call us for your home loan today. and let us look at what you got, and we will beat it.
Beat it.
Our intention just is, if we don't already have them, we're going to make sure we have them. So make sure you call
what
us.
What about that break?
We have a break coming up right now. Get your text questions in, 972-387-4600. We come back for more mortgage and marriage
lightning
counseling.
Lightning round.
On the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, here to share with you all the glorious things that come with a home loan. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply, TexasHoney.com. This is the lightning round. We have a few minutes to answer your questions. We'll see how many we can get in. Okay. They have a 3.25 rate, Bub, on a 30-year FHA loan that they got 4 years ago. 770 scores. Is it worth refinancing to a 15-year?
Yes. Maybe,
On a FHA,
because they'll get rid of their mortgage insurance.
Yeah, they might want to do is get rid of the PMI. They might be able to go from 3.25 down into the 2s and get rid of the PMI, depending on their equity position. If you have 10% equity to 20% equity, the thing with your FHA loan is that equity will always be there. That equity that they have will always – I'm sorry, the PMI. Mm-hmm. The mortgage insurance on an FHA loan, if you put the minimum down payment, you'll always have the mortgage insurance. If they go to a conventional loan, even if they have a little bit of PMI on that thing, that PMI will go away once they do have enough equity in the home. If they already have the equity, they can do the refinance now. In Dallas-Fort Worth, home values have risen a lot. They might already have the equity in the house.
Yeah, they might already have
Homes
it.
Have gone up a lot in the last 4 years here in DFW. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. This next person, next question, 600 credit score, and they make $120,000 a year. That's $10,000 a month for us math heads. They made it easy. Okay, $120,000 a year, $70,000 cash. They have $70,000 cash. I want to buy a $250,000 home. With their credit score of 600, that's where you're going to get whacked. You're probably thinking FHA on this. Because you're not going to get a 600 score with a conventional loan. With a $70,000 down payment on that $250,000 home, you're going to get a great interest rate on FHA.
Well, I would wait to get a credit score pulled to see what could be done to get your score up and use some of that cash to maybe pay off some debt to get your score up.
That's an option. You know, if they wanted to pay off some credit, if they called us, we can do the credit analysis. The credit analyzer tells you if you pay off these things, what you can expect your scores to go to.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you might be able to get a much better rate. You're probably looking still at a rate below 4%, even if you have a 600 score at FHA. It's probably going to be right around 4, maybe 4. If you had a great score at FHA, you're going to be in the low 3s for an FHA 30-year. But with your scores around 600, it's going to be closer to 4% on an FHA purchase at a 600 score. Make sure, which is still a great deal, by the way, make sure that you call TexasLending.com. We can do the credit analyzer. Mm-hmm. We'll get you fully pre-approved. You can look at the options for the larger down payment or paying off the debt and get a better rate.
Yeah.
Once your scores are over, we want to see what your scores can get to first.
Right.
Call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. All right, Bubba, here's the next one. We have a different one here. This person has a whole different situation, and we're going to have to go to that in a little bit because it's got a – they sent us a picture with all their stuff on it.
Somebody else did that.
Yeah, I know. But we have to read through all that stuff, so we'll have to get to it. I'll respond to the text after the show. This is a good one. My daughter has cerebral palsy and has a trust. She will need assistance financially in the future. If we buy a home in her name – of the trust, can they get tax discounts or exemptions in buying it outright versus trust making payments? I don't know if they're going to get any discounts, but it's probably better to buy that thing outright with a trust. It's very difficult to get a home loan done while in a trust. While it's not impossible, it can get done. It's going to take a certain specialist to be able to manage getting a home loan done in a trust. You're going to have to get it from some private entity that's going to do that. So that's probably your best way to do it. I would suggest doing the cash down payment through the trust if you have the opportunity to do it. All right, next question, and it's probably the last one before we got to go. And it is it always 3% for a realtor to sell your house? And I'm going to say no. It's not always 3%.
It's
usually 6% for a realtor to sell your house. So that's something you got to know. It's usually 6%. And then typically the buyer's agent will make 3% and the seller's agent will make 3%. But it all comes out of the sale price of the home. And so
it depends on the sales price of the home on whether or not you can negotiate that or not.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, there's a lot of realtors out there that'll do less than 3%.
Yeah. So make sure you call TexasLending.com for your home loan if you are looking to get that home purchase done. 972-387-4600. We've run out of time. And so we have to respond to the rest of your questions by text. If you did get a question in and we didn't get an answer, we'll answer it next week on the show. But we'll also answer meantime by text so you can get an answer now. Call our office, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We have loan officers here till noon today. Take advantage of the lowest rates in history right now. We'll see you all next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.